Children from the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe now have a space to immerse themselves in the tribal language. After decades of planning, the school opened this past year and is looking to expand in the fall. WBUR's Simone Rios brings us to the Wampanoag Language School in Mashpee.
In a small classroom in the tribal headquarters of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe, children recite words in the language of their ancestors. The name of the school is Makaya Sikwiku, or the Children's House. 13 kids, kindergartners and 3- and 4-year-olds, studied at the school beginning last September. The school is predicated on the work of Jesse Little Doe Baird, a member of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe who almost single-handedly saved their language from extinction. Jennifer Weston is the language program administrator at the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project.
We speak about them as being sleeping rather than being dead, because it's just a sign of respect for the presence of our indigenous languages. So it's something that the language doesn't really leave. The human community just loses the capacity to appreciate it for periods of time.
Weston says the journey to opening the Makaya Sikwiku School was 23 years long. But she puts it into the 4-century legacy of British colonialism and the wiping out of Wampanoag culture.
The overarching goal of the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project is to return language home. So that's a big piece of what we're doing in the school, is the children are literally taking their language home with them and able to teach their family members.
The Makaya Sikwiku School is funded by a 3-year grant from the Federal Administration for Native Americans. Makaya Sikwiku was originally meant to be a charter school, but Weston said state education officials doubted the school's ability to deliver a curriculum in the language. And it wouldn't be an easy task. The last living speaker died more than a century ago. So administrators teamed up with the Montessori Academy of Cape Cod and adopted Montessori teaching methods. Under the Montessori philosophy, children learn in multi-age classrooms to be independent, but also have a sense of order. At the tribal headquarters in Mashpee, 2 teachers are in the classroom at all times, speaking strictly in Wampanoag. The room has a series of stations where kids can hammer nails, wash dishes, and add colored droplets to water. Visitors to the classroom are asked to use 0 English, though the children often revert to English. Teacher Tia Pocknet plays a language game with the kids.
You and I, son, you and Nikan?
They both are confused.
Mata, Nikan.
TJ Thomas works for the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe, and he has his 2 boys in the immersion school. He says he wished he had the same opportunity to learn his tribal language when he was their age.
I go back to the beginning of when I was a kid. You know, we knew bits and pieces of the language. We knew words. And only to, you know, years later to find out that most of them were incorrect. So it wasn't something that we had. We didn't have that opportunity to learn the way that these children have today.
Now Thomas says the children are learning not just their language, but something even more profound.
So to have them in this school learning the language, it means that they're learning their culture. They're starting off at such an early age, they're going to be able to pass this on. These are the kids that are going to continue these teachings for the next generations to come.
Oh.
Tribal language leaders see this as just the beginning. They're developing a Wampanoag class in the Mashpee Public Schools. And in the years to come, they want to open an entire elementary school based on the Wampanoag language. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.